Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1469 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing in a series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on study habits to build a strong foundation. Today, let's meditate on Bible study, attention to detail. Insight number 17. The guidance of the Spirit is neither a remedy nor an excuse for lackluster Bible study. If you've watched a baseball or football game on television at some point this century, there's no doubt that you've seen players either ask God for success or thank Him for it. Athletes today regularly do things like point to the heavens as they're crossing home plate or finding themselves in the end zone. Some will bow in a short prayer. It is a nice sentiment, and for many, a testimony that transcends a token gesture. Let's be honest though, unless the football player gets in shape and memorizes the playbook, all the pointing to heaven in the world isn't going to lead to success. You can say a short prayer on the mound or in the batter's box, but unless you can hit the strike zone or a curveball, you're probably going to fail. Pretty badly, in fact. It's the same with Bible study. All too often, people who sincerely want the feeling of knowing Scripture aren't willing to put the time it takes to get there. Instead, they'll take shortcuts and expect the Spirit to take up the slack. The assumption seems to be that the promise of the Spirit to guide us into truth means that the third person of the Trinity will excuse our lack of effort and give us the answers that we need. The analogy that comes to mind when I hear that is a little bit disturbing. The Spirit isn't a kid sitting next to us in high school that lets us cheat off their exam. You must do the work. Setting aside for the moment the fact that passages like John 16 verse 13 really aren't about personal Bible study, the truth is that God expects effort in our pursuit of the truth. The Spirit of God works on our hearts and minds, which are the term Scripture uses for our intellectual faculties. In other words, our brains. He generally makes use of the content that you put there, that is, in your mind, in your pursuit of the truths of Scripture. There is no mental download from heaven coming. Rather than substitute the Spirit for your personal effort, my advice is this. As you do the hard work of Bible study, ask the Spirit for insight to expose flawed thinking, your own and whomever you're reading, and for the right question to ask about the biblical text. The more of God's Word you've devoted attention to, the more the Spirit can help you to recall for understanding. Now let's move on to insight number 18. Attention to detail and clear thinking are not antithetical to loving Jesus. Sometimes people mistake inquisitiveness for criticism. Early in my adult life, on my own spiritual journey, I was consumed with knowing the Scripture. I'd ask questions, listen to the answers, and then follow up with more questions. Sometimes the pastors or the Bible teachers were uncomfortable with all my inquiries. After all, I was told, the real point of Bible study was learning about Jesus and how to follow Him. I disagreed then, and I still do. Wanting to know more about why a woman who had her periods were considered unclean, what the Urim and the Thummim were, and why some of the English translations of John chapter 5 don't include verse 4, isn't about wanting to know more about Jesus. And I consider these good questions. Frankly, there are a lot of passages in the Bible that have nothing to do with Jesus. The fact that they are in the Bible means that they are just as inspired as any passage that is about Jesus. We either believe what we're told in 2 Timothy chapter 3:16, which tells us, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right." We either believe that or we don't. You don't need to repent if you're not content with someone else's explanation of a passage. It's not a spiritual flaw to want to know the details and precise answers, especially regarding something as important as the Bible. Saying that the goal of Bible study is about being a better disciple misrepresents both Bible study and discipleship. They are related, but they're not synonyms. Dampening someone's search for knowing Scripture by making them feel less spiritual isn't part of a discipleship. In my experience, it is a sign of personal insecurity. We should be thrilled when we encounter someone who just can't get enough of the Bible. Bible study is about learning what this book that we say is inspired actually means. Knowing what all the parts mean will give us a deeper appreciation for the plan of God for humanity, the salvation history of God's people, and the character of God. Jesus is at the core of all that, but there is more to Bible study than the story of his life, death, and resurrection. If that's all God wanted us to know, he would have given us only the four Gospels. It is evident that he had much more in mind. And let's return to our verse about Bible study and meditation, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do." And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,468 daily treks or read the daily journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.